Hi, me again, Ray, with another podcast episode. Loads of people have sent ideas in, very good ideas, a lot of them as well. Bob, California, nice to hear from you. But Bob commented on my audio. Yes, I do tend to muck up the editing a bit. As I said to Bob, I rush things. Very busy most of the time, and I try and fit the podcast in. Anyway, that's excuses. Remember a friend of mine said once, there's no such thing as an excuse, as a reason. So that's the reason, Bob. It's not an excuse. That's the reason that things are a bit rushed sometimes, editorial-wise. There we are. Hello also to Don from Wisconsin, America. And thank you for your massive list, Don, of ideas. There's a whole, well, several pages, it looks like, on the email. Very interesting, some of them, so I shall be going through those at one time. Okay, I'm waffling. Idea now from, who was it? Karen. Hello, Karen, from Spain. Expat living down in Spain. She says, how about political correctness or incorrectness, as the case may be? Good thinking, Karen. Yes, politically correctness. In her email, she says, yeah, what were things like back then in the 60s, the 50s? I was a bit young in the 50s to probably understand PC, but what was it like in the 60s, 70s? Well, one of the first things I remember is one of the girls that we used to hang around in a crowd, one of the girls, she said, I don't like blokes on building sites doing these wolf whistles. And the other girls in the group would say, oh, no, it's great. Oh, it's good. Unfortunately, Jenny was a little bit of a frump. You know, she was a bit, she used to wear these big old cardigans. This was the 60s. Big old cardigans and these sort of baggy type jeans that didn't really fit very well. She was a lovely person, but a bit frumpy. And of course, being the 60s, it was miniskirts. You know, the other girls wore miniskirts. Of course, they got the whistles. One of the girls said to me, the reason Jenny doesn't like this whistling is because no one ever whistles at her. Now, as you probably realise, is it illegal these days? I think it's illegal to whistle at a girl in the street. Can't do that very well. There we are. That's illegal. Back in our day, it was fun. You know, I don't think anyone took offence. Well, if anyone did take offence, I certainly didn't know about it. The girls used to, it was a badge of honour. They used to, you know, come into the pub and say, oh, I got whistled at today. They loved it. But this poor girl, Jenny, she didn't get any whistles or comments shouted out from cars driving by, you know, which was often the way in those days. It was just part of the way life was, I suppose. So what I did, she passed this particular building site every morning on her way to work. I nipped down there and I said to the lads one morning, they started early, I got chatting to a couple of the lads on site and I said, there's this girl that walks past, she never gets whistled at. And I said, I know you whistle at all the birds, but can you give her a whistle, you know, can you just shout out something? I said, she comes along here every morning on her way to work. And one of them said, I know who you mean. Yeah, I've seen her. Anyway, bit of a long story. They gave her a whistle. And I discovered later also, hello, darling, all right then, and all this sort of thing. Next time I saw her in the pub, do you know, it changed her. I can say it changed her life. It gave her self-confidence, a boost. Well, I don't think she had self-confidence before. She'd got rid of her cardigan thing, that old baggy trousers. She looked lovely. She bought this new dress. She looked lovely. It really did change her life. All because a couple of the lads on the building site had given her a whistle and said, hello, darling, or whatever it was. I heard her saying to the girls, you know, I got whistled at today. Of course, she said, oh, I don't like it, of course. As you know, I don't like that sort of thing. But she couldn't stop grinning. Excellent. Really good. Blondes have more fun. Now, there's another. There we are. Is that politically correct? Am I allowed to say blondes have more fun? Is that being sexist or discriminatory in some way? Girls in glasses don't get passes. Well, that's not true, is it? And blondes don't always have more fun. I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? These days, I mean, luckily I'm, you know, coming up to 70 years old, so I don't go out tooting the horn at girls in the street and shouting out at girls that I pass, shouting things out of the window. Those days have long since gone. But nowadays, that's all illegal, isn't it? You're not allowed to do it. So is that politically correctness gone mad? Or should it have been banned decades ago, back in the 60s? Yeah, I don't know. I've been whistled at. I've been whistled at by girls, not recently, long time ago, back in the 60s. There were a couple of girls the other side of the street, I'll never forget, and they were calling something across, and one of them whistled at me. And one of them shouted out, "Get them off." Now, that's normally what the bloke shouted to girls, you know, "Get them off." And I thought this is, I told my mates down the pub, I thought this is great. And they thought it was brilliant. I liked it. But I don't know, some girls don't. So I really don't know what the answer is. And I do remember another time I saw this tall, thin, beautiful looking person from my long blonde hair. Oh, look at that. I whistled and shouted out. So I can't remember what I shouted. As I drove past, the person turned round to face me, and it was a chap, it was a bloke, and he laughed. Oh dear. So even back then, moving on now to this gender stuff, even back then, okay, we only had sort of male and female. We didn't have this other, all these other genders and whatever they are. we had male and female. But some of the chaps looked rather pretty. They did look like girls, especially from behind with long blonde hair. A lot of the, if you look at a lot of the groups, the bands in those days, go back on YouTube and look at the old 60s, the blokes were pretty, weren't they? Guitarists, the singers, they had their hair and it was all done nicely and shining and, you know, like frilly shirts and whatever. They looked quite pretty. So was that politically correct? I don't know. I mean, they were dressed as men, but I don't know. It's, you know, where do we draw the line with all this? If we talk about TV for a minute, do you remember Alf Garnett, Till Death Us Do Part and all that sort of thing? You'd never get away with that now. You'd absolutely never get away with all that. I mean, the things that were said back at, I don't know. I saw a programme, when was it? Recently, where people, young people these days, were watching stuff on telly from the 60s. And they were saying, "Oh my goodness, oh, I'm shocked. How did they get away with that? Oh dear me, was that really on the TV in the 60s? Goodness me, I am so shocked, I am stunned." And I thought, hang on a minute. You know, this is going over the top a bit. Back in the day, I don't know, it was all right then. Is it really bad? If you look back, was it that bad? I don't know, some of it was, I suppose. I'm not going to mention anything, especially about Alf Garnett, because I'll probably get arrested. I'll have the, what is they call them? These, the thought police, is it? Twitter police or whatever. I forget what they call them. The hate police or something. Anyway, there we are. Do you remember, I won't mention her name, but a well-known actress, a very well-known actress. She was seen by some copper or whatever on the A1, I believe, in a lay-by with a chap in this car, and she was doing something to him, and some newspaper picked up, newspaper picked up on it, perhaps there wasn't a copper involved, and they published this article about her and this chap. Why did she decide to try and sue the newspaper? You might remember it. Of course, everything came out, all the detail, everything came out. Why didn't she just leave it? Had she left it, it would have gone away. You know, one thing in the newspaper, oh yeah, she did this. I mean, what I would have done in her shoes, I would have said, yeah, and? And? You got a problem with that? I'm normal. But no, she decided to fight it. Perhaps it wasn't true. I don't know. Well, maybe if it wasn't true, it's a different thing. A lot of aeroplanes around today. Sorry about that. Bob will be listening. And he would say, I can hear an aeroplane. Actually, Bob, if you are still listening, it is a damn nuisance, these aeroplanes from, as I say, the airport's only, what, 4 miles away? 5 miles? Politicians. Now, here's another thing. How come they get caught? And people in the public eye. A politician will get a message from someone. Meet me in so-and-so pub or cafe. I want some information, I've got cash. So these politicians, they go along and they'll say, well, yeah, I can arrange that for you. It'll cost you $5,000. And the other chap will say, yeah, 5,000 in cash. No problem. Can you do that? Can you fix that up for me next time you're in the House of Commons or whatever it might be? Don't these politicians realise that it's a setup? It's a sting, isn't it? Don't they realise that it's all going on video, audio, and the next day it's all going to be in the newspaper? So-and-so politician, you know, was going to accept $5,000 or something to do whatever. Why, time and time again, politicians and other people in the public eye, they fall for it. If I were in the public eye and someone contacted me and said, look, I've got $5,000 in cash here. If you can just sort of fiddle something for me, it's yours. I'd just say, no thanks, forget it. Because it's going to be a setup, isn't it? Politically correct. Morally correct, ethically correct. Do you remember Barbie, the Barbie doll? Probably still going, I don't know. The Barbie doll. You could buy accessories for her. Hairbrush and furniture for wherever she lived, blah, blah, blah. And she had a boyfriend, didn't she? Ken. That's it, Ken. There was a toy shop. I remember reading about this, hearing it on the news. It's decades ago now, I believe. There was a toy shop somewhere in the UK. And they had a display in the window of the Barbie doll and Ken and all the accessories that they set out nicely in the window. And there's one major problem with this. Well, it was a major problem for a few people. Ken and Barbie were in this double bed together. And, you're saying, and, which is what I would have said, problem, they're not married. Ken and Barbie aren't married. It's boyfriend and girlfriend, and they are in a double bed together. Okay. That is telling kids that that's all right, you can get into bed with who you like, you don't have to be married, you know, etc. Is that, anyway, I don't know, is that a real problem? I suppose it was a problem in some people's eyes and the toy shop got busted. I don't know what happened. I don't suppose they were taken to court, but that was the end of the window display. So there we are. You've got to be so careful. I remember a friend of mine fell off a ladder. Which is easily done. He said to me, it's my fault. I didn't secure the ladder. I fell off. I think he broke his ankle. It wasn't a problem. He broke his ankle. Had to have a bit of time off work. His firm that he worked for was taken to court. Health and safety. I don't know the details. I can't remember. It's a while ago now. Health and safety. The ladder wasn't secured. And the chap said, yeah, but it's my fault. He said, I didn't secure the ladder. It wasn't my firm's fault, my employer's fault. Oh, it doesn't matter. That is their ladder. He worked for them. It's their fault. I mean, how ridiculous can you get? There we are. That's health and safety. Not exactly PC, but moving off the subject a little bit. Another thing I remember, when I first went to work, I was 15, in the radio and TV workshop. I was an apprentice. And I do remember going over to the sweet shop. There was like a row of houses. And there's a notice in the window. And it said, there's rooms to let or whatever. It said, no coloureds. And I thought, I was naive, I suppose. I was 15. What's no coloureds? And when I got back to the workshop, I said to one of the lads, what does that mean? And he explained it to me. Now, we had a so-called colour chap working with us in the workshop. He was a great bloke. Joe, his name. He was a great bloke. And I thought, this is odd. I didn't know anything about this sort of thing. It was only because that was in that house window that it came to my attention that there was a problem. I didn't know there was a problem. Apparently there was, well, still is apparently a problem. But that issue only came to light because of that notice. And from that day on, I didn't look at Joe in a different light or anything. He was still just one of us. He'd say to us on a Friday, right, where are we going tonight, lads? The clubbing? Pubby, what are we up to? We're going over to Brighton. And he'd come with us. I never thought anything about him until I saw that notice, and that made an issue of it. Not for me, it never has been an issue for me, but I do remember thinking, what an awful thing to put in, no coloureds in the window of the house. I was quite amazed about that. And another thing, do you remember Robertson's jam and marmalade and stuff? They had the little cutouts, didn't they, of this little gollywog type thing. Kids used to collect them. I never thought anything of it until later on. I realised, I didn't know it had been banned. I thought they'd just stopped doing it. I was well into my teens and someone said that it had been banned and they said why. And again, I thought, well, that wasn't an issue. Was it an issue? I don't know. It was only an issue because it had been, someone had made an issue of it. I don't think before that it was an issue. There we are. I just couldn't understand what it was all about. So I don't know. I still don't understand what it's all about. There we are. While on the subject of going to work when I was 15, you had to call the boss by his, you know, my Mr. So-and-so. Mr. Crowley it was. You know, we wouldn't say hello, Jerry, and stuff like that. He'd call us by our Christian names, but the boss, the foreman, the owner of the firm, it was all Mr. And at school, it was all the teachers. You had to call, you know, Miss Nolan or Mr. Smith or whatever. And they would call us by ours. So, you know, oi, Jones, stop doing that. No Christian names at all. Unlike these days. Now, is that a good idea? It's all Christian names, isn't it? All the teachers and the kids all know each other. Hello, Charles. All right, Fred. Hello, George. Is that a good idea? Or does that somehow take away from discipline? I don't know. There's another thought, isn't there, about how things have changed over the years, how they've changed so much. It's only when you start putting it all together, like listing everything, that I realise just how much things have changed. Another thing, at the workshop in 1966, I won't mention their real names, but there was this chap, we call him Fred. He was gay. Now, of course, in 66, it was illegal. It wasn't legalised till 67. And he was gay with this other chap. They both worked at the same firm, different departments. But he was gay and he didn't hide it from us. Now, do you know, none of us, when I first heard that he was gay, I didn't think anything. None of us thought anything. We didn't treat them any differently. It wasn't an issue. This is what I was trying to say earlier. It's only when someone makes an issue of something, oh, look, you know, oh, look at this, hang on a minute, that it becomes an issue. And, you know, they were fine. I remember him saying to me, oh, we're getting a new, I've got to go home early today, we're getting a new double bed delivered. I had a house somewhere, getting a new double bed delivered. And I just said, oh, right, okay, yeah. I didn't think anything. There was nothing to think as far as I was concerned. So much political correctness these days. It's gone mad, hasn't it? It's gone mental. You've got to be so careful what you say, especially on places like Twitter. I don't put anything. I don't tweet anything. I just read other people's comments. I've got comments. I've got thoughts of my own that I'd like to put on there. But I don't want the police knocking at my door because that seems to be what happens. So there we are. Let's end on the EU, shall we? Whether you want to leave the EU or not. I just got a couple of things. I remember years and years ago, they said, right, we've got to have straight cucumbers because of packing them in boxes. Right, curly cucumbers are banned. And I remember thinking, well, that's mad. There's nothing wrong with curly cucumbers. Do you remember, in the old days, if you're old enough like me, you remember carrots that were strange shapes. I remember carrots, you'd think like two legs, like it was half a man or something with two legs. Well, sorry, or half a woman. Whoops, get it right. And, you know, they were good fun, carrots like that. But they're all banned. You can't have that. No, it doesn't look right. You know, it's got to look like a proper carrot. It's got to be straight. It's got to be the right colour, orange, and all this sort of stuff. Does it really matter? I don't care what shape the carrots are. I mean, I've grown my own cucumbers, and I've had one or two that have almost grown full circle. So one end grows all the way round and meets the other end almost. Doesn't matter. It's still a cucumber. It's still edible. And one last thing that I did think was ridiculous. Again, I can see the reasoning behind it, right? Old ladies, village fate, you know, your country, village fate. They do their pickles, their homemade jam and marmalade and whatever they did. And they put them into jars, obviously, and sell them at the village fate. Not allowed to do that. Why? You can do it if you use brand new jars. You're not allowed to use second-hand jars. Well, all the old ladies, well, and other people, doesn't have to be old ladies, they collected jars. People in the village, oh, yeah, I've got some jars for you. Oh, great, bring them round. You find jars left on the doorstep. and they'd be washed out and then used again, reused. No, can't do that. Got to be new jars, brand new jars. I see the reason. It could be that they're not sterilised properly. You know, they could have, I don't know, they could have germs and bugs and the plague and whatever. And then you kill off all the villagers with your homemade marmalade. I see the reasoning, but as I said earlier, where do we stop with all this? You know, where does it end? I don't know. I shall leave you with that thought. Where does it all end? I hope I haven't said anything to offend anyone. I mean, these days, if I said, oh, it's going to rain tomorrow, that probably offends someone. Oh, it's my wedding tomorrow. Oh, you want that to be ruined, do you? I've taken offence. I don't know. Happy day. Bring back the happy days. The older I get, the more I think of the 50s and the 60s, and the more I think I liked it then. There we are. Thanks for listening as always. I shall see you next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.